Yesterday, the Abbott government signed off on buying 58 fifth-generation warplanes, despite cost blowouts and delays in their development. Today, the manufacturer of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter has given assurances that Australia will get its 58 jets by 2018. A vice president of Lockheed Martin has told AM that the jet does face challenges, but he says the $90 million jet per jet price tag is fixed, and Australia, as a production partner, will earn royalty fees from jets sold to other countries. North America correspondent Michael Vincent spoke to Lockheed Martin's Vice President for Business Development, Steve O'Brien.
By the end of 2018, we'll have over 400 airplanes produced and flying. So we're confident that we have more than enough the Australian initial operating capability or timeline of 2018.
A member of the Australian government says they were promised the F-35 would be in service by 2013. They're now expecting it by 2018. Why do you believe you'll meet that new deadline?
Well, Michael, when you look at the airplane, we've got over 100 airplanes flying. We have two aircraft rolling down the assembly line in Fort Worth in final assembly that will deliver this year.
The House Armed Services Committee only a few weeks ago heard that the F-35s are currently unaffordable. One of the congresswomen said, if you're paying for it but not flying it, that's bad news.
Well, I can only speak to the facts, Michael, and the facts are that we've driven down the price from the first year to the seventh year by over 55%. The facts are that the U.S. government estimate in 2018 is for $75 million in today's dollars with the aircraft, engine, mission systems, and any changes to the airplane. And that's in line with any prior generation of airplanes. And it's a fifth generation airplane with a whole leap in technology of stealth, of multi-role capability, of the type of capability that will keep you relevant for the next 40 plus years.
Air Force Lieutenant General Chris Bogdan told the committee that parts are coming off the aircraft and that by 2015, the goal is to have their aircraft availability at 60%. Do you think that's good enough?
No, we're continuing to drive to affordability. So as we do flight tests, as we learn more about the airplane, we make changes to increase the reliability. We put procedures in, as with any aircraft, whether it be military or commercial, that drive up the affordability.
The officer in charge of this from the General Accounting Office said that the longer it takes to complete software development, the longer you remain concurrent between testing and production, and that creates costs and inefficiencies. Is that your biggest problem at the moment, software?
Our biggest challenge is software, and we've said that for some time. We've invested a great deal of money to reduce the cycle time or reduce the time it takes to do software. And I don't want to tell you that there is not any more risk in a software program. Whenever you're doing something as ambitious as transformational as the F-35 program, you're pushing the envelope, and one of those areas is we're doing it in software. And the key to the airplane is the upgradability of it and the software upgradability. So if the hardware is there, and it is there today, that the software, should it be 1 month late or even 2 months late, we're able to input it into the airplane just like you input software upgrades to your laptop or other computers.
Lockheed Martin's Vice President for Business Development, Steve O'Brien, speaking to North America correspondent Michael Vincent.